Today is Thursday, March 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. I was just looking at Twitter, and someone posted, what day is today? Or no, someone posted, today is Thursday, in case anyone was wondering. And then there were all of these, people responding saying, oh my God, I was just asking my coworkers what day it was. I was having to check a calendar and like all of this stuff. And I think I am definitely doing a public service here by letting everyone know what day it is. So although I'm sure most of you listen to this like way in the future, like a lot of people, because this is only like a 10-minute podcast, you probably stack them up and then binge them while you're doing cardio on a Saturday or something. I don't know. Or some of you listen daily, but I bet a lot of you just, you know, binge them like one after the other because I'm so bingeable. I mean, because this is very enlightening stuff that I'm saying on this show, and it's drama filled. So anyway. All right. Well, today I'm going to be making cauliflower soup tonight. I feel like I'm having a cooking segment every day because hashtag coronavirus, and we're not doing anything. And I say this every day. So eventually I'm going to stop saying it, but, you know, whatever. So I have this head of cauliflower, and it's been in my refrigerator for a couple of weeks. I think there are a few little black spots. You know how cauliflower gets those little black spots on the outside? It's not bad. I'm going to cut those off. It's fine. I don't even think it's mold. I'm not really sure what it is, but you know, cauliflower gets these little black spots over time. And I need to use it, but I don't know. For some reason, I really don't like cooking vegetables. I don't know why. Like, the act of like cutting them up, or, you know, a lot of times I like vegetables, but it can be challenging to make them flavorful. And so, like, you know, I'm always coming up with these dishes that, you know, either have the, like, I don't know, the shepherd's pie, where I wasn't cooking a separate vegetable dish. I was just putting the vegetables into the shepherd's pie. So it was flavored by the meat and all the other ingredients. Or, you know, if I make a chili, I might add cauliflower or carrots into the chili or tomato sauce or anything like that and add the vegetables in. But when I have to make a separate vegetable side dish, I don't know, it's a challenge for me. And now I have a couple of go-tos, like asparagus. If you broil that with a little bit of olive oil and balsamic vinegar and salt and pepper, and let the tips get kind of crunchy and burned almost, that's really good. But you can only do that so many times before, you know, it gets old, it gets boring. So you have to kind of, you know, and you can roast potatoes, but in order to get a really crispy potato, you need to boil it first. Then you need to shake it around in a pan to get all these nice little fluffy edges. And then you need to put it in the mix olive oil, you know, with it as well. And then put it on a roasting pan and put it in the oven and roast it so those little fluffy edges get crispy. So it's so complicated to get something tasty out of it, right? So anyway, I have this cauliflower and I've been like, oh, I could do roasted cauliflower. And honestly, I'm going to roast it for the soup. So really, this is not saving me any work at all. But somebody mentioned cauliflower soup on a podcast I listened to, and I was like, ooh, that sounds good. So tonight, when I finish recording, I'm going to go down, hack up the cauliflower, put some olive oil on it. I guess I'm going to cut the black spots off of it first and then roast it now. And then, like, while we're doing our P90X or whatever. And then I'll, you know, saute my onions and garlic and everything and then blend it all up with my stock. I don't know if I have enough chicken stock or vegetable stock for the recipe. So I may have to add just water and then figure out a way to add some more flavor to it. But anyway, I'm going to do it because it's something, you know, we like cauliflower soup. We like tomato soup. We like, you know, blended soups. We're a fan of those in this house. So, you know, it is what it is. Other than that, last night I was able to complete the project that I was telling you guys about. So I have not added it to the Pride 48 website, but I was able to, I didn't create this bot, but I was able to borrow code and get it up and running on my Raspberry Pi. So my Raspberry Pi is now being used. It's been sitting in the closet forever doing nothing. So now I have it all hooked up and it's running a bot. So if you go into the Pride 48 chat room and you type something, you'll see P48 underscore bot, I believe is what I called it. And it will actually copy that message over into our Discord channel. And then if you go into our Discord channel, which I've not made, nobody knows about yet, and you type something in there, it will then mirror that over in the IRC channel. So that's step one of like trying to, you know, kind of integrate Discord and IRC so that, you know, people have a choice. And then eventually we'll probably phase out the IRC and move to Discord if everyone likes it. But that's done. And now I just have to add a Discord link and like a little widget on the website so that you have a choice of which one you want to go to. So I worked on that last night. And then tonight I'm probably going to spend a little bit more time trying to get it incorporated into the website. And we'll just try it out. We'll see how it goes. We have a chat room on Sunday nights for Survivors Ready, so we can try it out on Sunday night. I know that Shy Yeti has a live show that he does once a month, and he has a chat room for that as well, so I can ask him how that goes. And we can do some trial and error before we get to the June event so that we'll make sure we have a good chat room experience for everyone in the June event. But so I'm doing that. I had to remove the play button from the website, so I just had to add a link to it to play the live stream because Chrome and HTTPS, and the stream is not HTTPS, but the website is, and yada yada yada. So I've got to figure out how to fix that at some point. But I enjoy doing all this stuff. There, like I said yesterday, it's like, you know, some people are like, oh my God, Adam, if you just paid a service for all these things, then you wouldn't have to be tinkering all the time. But I really like to tinker, so it's fine. Plus with this, you know, this quarantining stuff, it gives me something to do, you know. What else is going on? So, you know, buying a house is becoming really interesting with all of this quarantine, because I'm not really sure what the economy is going to do for all of this. And I'm not sure if we should go and do viewings of houses, but our lease is expiring at the end of June, and we really need to be at least deciding whether we're going to build a house or whether we're going to buy an existing house, or else our lease is going to, 30 days before, our lease is going to automatically renew. And I don't like to talk to people. I mean, I could call the landlord and say, hey, we're looking to buy a house this year. What can you offer us? We know we're not going to do another full year lease, but can we go month to month? If we did, what would be the price to do that? Like, what would you charge us per month if we wanted to do that? You know, and how much notice would we have to give you if we did that? So at some point, I'm going to have to call them and just have a conversation and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, because I'm determined that we're going to buy a house, because we keep putting it off and we have money in savings and we're ready to do it and we both are excited about it. But it's very easy. Something that is this difficult and like time consuming, and you have to make this really huge decision and put a lot of money into it, it's very easy to procrastinate. At least for me, I'm a procrastinator, and it's very easy for me to procrastinate on it. So I have to force myself to do each step. And then with all this quarantine stuff, it, you know, makes it even harder. Prices might go down a little bit. I'm not sure, because, you know, people are going to be maybe not buying and selling as much, or they could go up. I don't know. The interest rates, one of the lenders that we kind of did a a pre-approval with, and I had a conversation with, like, as a trial run to see if we wanted to work with this person. They send out a weekly update on the market and how mortgages are going and all that, just to help their customers. It's basically a PowerPoint presentation with some music, but, you know, whatever. It's nice. And it was saying that interest rates were still around like 3.25 or something for mortgages, which is good. So at least that hasn't gone up too much yet. Anyway, so we're gonna be looking at that. My mom keeps sending us houses to look at, and I don't think she quite knows our style. She's sending these houses, like last night it was a beautiful house and it was very affordable and a lot of square footage. But the kitchen was separated from the rest of the living room and didn't have an island. There was a wall and it had dark cabinets, and I don't like dark cabinets at all anymore. So she needs to kind of get on the same page with what we like if she's going to be sending us links. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. Send me your house ideas. You can also call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.